such a relief when we finally come out of a nightmare. And in this episode, Paul is looking for inspiration, something that's always present beyond the words. And he finds hope, something that's always present beyond the pain. Would you like to melt the ice that keeps you trapped in sadness, anger, or doubt? If you do, then listen on to Paul and Pablo. Paul is trying, unsuccessfully, to write a birthday card for Max's wife Barbara. I don't know what to write for Barbara in her birthday card. She's in hospital. She's got depression. So what on earth can I write? Happy birthday doesn't really work, does it? Do you guys have any ideas? Asked Paul, looking over at Isabel and Pablo. Isabel looks over at her husband. Well, Paul, if Barbara wasn't depressed, what would you write to her then? Paul remains silent for a while. He's stuck on the dry planet of the lack of inspiration. Finally, Paul looks over and says, Well, what I have realised is how difficult it is to wish someone something when you have no idea what will actually work and make them happy. I mean, what do you say to somebody when they've got depression? Just the regular kind of things like health and happiness and all that just don't seem to work. I just don't know what would be the right thing to say here. I'm feeling really stuck. Well, Dad, to me it kind of sounds like you're just going round and around in circles. Isn't it something that you've told me that when you go round and round in circles, you just don't get any fresh new ideas? No wonder you can't think of anything to say. You're right. We don't get anywhere by going around and around in circles. I don't yet know what I want to say, but I'm getting clearer and clearer about what I don't want. And going around in circles is definitely one of the things I don't want to do anymore. But what can I do? What else might be something that works for Barbara's card? The word happy just doesn't seem to work right here. I need something else. For a few moments, Isabel is deep in thought. And then she looks up. You know what? When someone is feeling awful, whether it's depression or illness or anything else that stops them feeling themselves, do you think the word happy is ever a helpful, sensitive suggestion to put as a message in a card? Because it seems to me that it's too big a jump. It seems to me that it only could make the person feel worse. What else could we put that is going to give them an improvement, something that begins to send them in the right direction in your message? Paul looks up and tentatively considers what Isabel has just said. And his mind begins to follow a path through a labyrinth to see where it might lead. You're right, I think you're onto something, Isabel. At the moment it feels like the purpose of the message I'm trying to write is for me to feel better, rather than trying to find something that'll actually be helpful for Barbara. What I really want is for Barbara to maybe see the light at the end of the tunnel, the one that seems so difficult for her to see right now.
Well, Dad, if there's always the sun at the end of the tunnel, and if the clouds can never really extinguish the sun, why don't you find a way to tell her that truth so that she can maybe begin to wake up from her nightmare all by herself?
Suddenly Pablo gets up, takes a sheet of paper, and starts to write. A few moments later, he hands that sheet of paper over to Paul, who reads it out loud. Okay, here we go, Pablo. Sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down. Don't be scared now, dry your eyes. It may feel so real inside, but don't forget, it's just a ride. Wow, Pablo, that's a really beautiful message, says Paul, amazed by his son's creativity. And then he realises something and grins. Pablo, is that a version of the song by Jem that we sometimes listen to in the car? Pablo looks up at him, smiles and nods.
Well, Mum, the way it looks to me, especially after my conversations with you, Pablo grins, is that it's like my alarm clock. At first it rings softly, and most of the time I don't even hear it, but then it rings louder, and louder, and I always end up hearing it in the end. You see, with Barbara, maybe it's the same. You can only be there with her, with nice messages to distract her from her nightmare and eventually wake her up. Maybe that's what your message will do, Dad. But don't worry if not. Our inner alarm clock never ever breaks, right, Mum? It just gets louder and louder, so it will just be a matter of time.
It's true that we can't always be touched on the shoulder and lifted straight out of our nightmares on a daily basis. But it's equally true that everyone can touch us with the warmth of their messages and gradually, over time, melt the ice that keeps us trapped on the islands of sadness or worry or doubt, and help us to slowly and gently wake up.